Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody here to tell us, come on.
I won't.
Amen, amen. We need him to survive. First, give honor to God who's ahead of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. Your host is Pastor Kashima Douglas. It is Women's Day Thursday. Get ready to hear a word from the woman of God on today. Get your pen and Bibles and paper together. Excuse me. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, and the Netherlands. Thank you guys for tuning in on Mondays and Thursdays. We know that sometimes you can't praise God openly, but know that you have family on this side of the globe that's praying and interceding and worshiping God and praising God for you. If you cannot, remember, we are here to encourage, inspire you, and uplift you. This is a no-judgment zone. We cannot judge you and will not judge you. The only person you have to worry about is when you stand in front of God and when he opens the book of life. That's what you have to worry about. Everything else is irrelevant. First, Yvonne, to God again. Father God, I ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Have your way. Speak to your people, Father God. Let them know that you are right there with you, that you never left them, that you've always been by their side, that you would never leave them, that you are not a force for God, that you're waiting on them to surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 17 and 20. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have not had faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17 and 20, he replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Remember, there's power in the tongue. Speak those things to existence. You are a royal priesthood. Your father is a king. I say this all the time. You're not in this by yourself. Stop letting the enemy have you thinking that you're in this by yourself. Remember, the first thing you need to do when you open your eyes, excuse me, is pray, ask God, thank you for sparing your life that you're still in the land of the living. Put your helmet of salvation on and get ready for war. Because remember, the enemy is crafty. He already knows your future. Don't fold, people of God. Keep pushing through. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. We'll go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Remember, the scripture this morning was Matthew 17 and 20, having faith size of a mustard seed. I just want to drop a little nugget right down real quick. Remember, Sarah, she was 90 years old when she conceived, and they named her son Isaac. Can you imagine having faith at 90, still having faith at 90 years old for God to bless you with a child? 90 years old, 9 decades. Of not being able to give your husband a child, that you see other women having babies and you feeling weary, but she never gave up. She stood and trust and believed in God. Think about it. 90 years old, she pushed through with prayer. She pushed through with prayer. She did not know when she was going to conceive, but she believed the word of God. He told her she was going to have a child, and she went with that. She didn't second guess him. Of course she got weary. She's human. Of course she was upset. She's human. That's why she chose the handmaid for her husband to have a child. But she didn't give up on herself. She kept praying and talking to God and saying, God, you told me that I was going to be able to give my husband a child. You said this, and we know God's word doesn't come back void. His word you can take to the bank and cash that. But where is your faith at when the storm is going on? Where is your faith at when everybody's acting a fool, from your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins? Where is your faith at when things is not lining up like you wanted to, but you know what God told you? Are you standing and believing and trusting in what he said? Are you holding on your faith? Remember, the size of a mustard seed. That's a dot from a mark on a piece of paper. Are you standing on that dot Are you standing on that word? Apostle Nye, one time, opened the Bible up and stood on the word of God, literally, because we know what he told us. No, it's not easy. We don't get on here and tell you that because it is not. But it's well worth it when you stand on his word and trust and believe in him. If you wasn't going through chaos, you're not doing the right thing. The enemy already know your future. He already know you, what you're capable of once you surrender to God. From Genesis and Revelations, it does not say it's going to be easy. Nowhere in the Bible it says it's going to be easy. If it do, let me know. Because I'll have a problem admitting when I'm wrong. But the Bible I read doesn't say that. But it is that having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. There's power in your tongue, woman of God. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. Okay, you went through. Hold your head up. Because you are a daughter of a king. Faith. Do a self-check. Sometimes we have to. But know that God is always right there with you. He has never left you. You left him, and he's still been right there with you. Where is your faith, I ask you this morning? Where is your faith in trusting and believing God that he will take care of it? Where is your faith in believing that your daddy got you? Men and women will fail you. People will fail you. Trust and believe me, I'm a living witness. But God will never fail you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Even through the chaos and all the crazy stuff you're doing, he's right there with you, waiting on you to hold your hands and say, here I am, Lord. I surrender to you. You tried it your way, and look where it got you. Nowhere. But now I'm telling you to try it. Try Jesus. And I guarantee your life will change. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, I thought to be the
carpenter.
You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile. We'd like to call you Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
You're
Amen. I hope you guys have your pen and paper ready. The phenomenal woman of God is getting ready to come on and deliver a word from God just for you. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. We do not care about what you did last night nor this morning, but we know somebody that loves you that died just for you. Pastor Battles, good morning, woman of God. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, the Father is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good
Hallelujah.
Morning. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I'm excited and ready. So you go ahead and deliver what God gave you just for his people.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just give the Lord honor and glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify him, for he alone is God. He alone is Lord. He alone is King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We enter in right this morning, glory to God, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We magnify him, knowing that he alone is the creator of heaven and earth and they that dwell therein it. Praise God. Praise God. We just magnify him because he alone will speak to us words of encouragement. Glory to God. Our prayer this morning to the Father is that he would open up the spiritual ear to allow us to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And in this hour, he would bring us spirit of peace, a spirit of calmness, glory to God, that we may receive, hallelujah, as we cast our cares upon him, hallelujah, knowing that nothing can be done apart from him, hallelujah. We're asking him to plow up the fallow ground of our reception, of our understanding, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We count it as an honor this morning, praise God, to be able to encourage the people, praise God. He has placed on Pastor Kashima to give us a topic, reclaiming all my possessions, glory to God. We know that to reclaim something is to rescue it from an undesirable state, praise God, hallelujah. It's like recycling a useless item, glory to God, and making it into something useful, amen, 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 because we all were fearfully and wonderfully made, says God. This word declares that word of encouragement to us, praise God. But along the way, sometimes we get torn through relationships, through poor judgment. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. But once we come to Christ, hallelujah, he makes us again another vessel, praise God. In the book of Jeremiah, he declares to Jeremiah as he sent him to the potter's house, and Jeremiah watched the potter make a vessel out of this clay, and somewhere along the line, the clay pottery did not turn out the way Jeremiah desired it to, and we too, hallelujah, have been made by the Father. And somehow along the way, praise God, everything is not about hurt. Everything is not about harm. Everything is not about disappointment. A lot of it is just about the choices we've made along the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We magnify God because we do have that free will. We have that opportunity to decide, hallelujah, if we want to follow and obey. And if we don't, praise God. But nevertheless, let's get back. And the Lord asked Jeremiah this portion, can I not do the same with my people? Can I not take them and make them the way I would desire them to be? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So right now we're in the reclaiming phase. Praise God. We have decided that we're going to follow the Lord. Hallelujah. But because we decide to follow don't mean everything is going to be good. There's some hardship sometime, and we call it hardship because the Lord began to take that which we have marred, our vessel, and he began to break it down to its original state, praise God, so that he can remake it again. He puts us on the wheel, per se, hallelujah, and he begins to spin us around and mold us and make us and shape us, praise God, and if you're anything like I am, you have your own set of ways on how you would like to be made. Amen. And God say, no, I'm going to let you just do what you do just for a moment. I'm going to let you have your way just for a minute, only because you're new in this thing. But after a while, after you've been with me for a while and I've allowed you to just be yourself, which is a sin nature self, I'm going to strip you down. I'm going to have to make you over. I'm going to have to reclaim you because you belong to me even from the beginning. Whether your mother was in sin or out of sin, David declares, in sin did my mother conceive me. So the sin nature, he was just saying, from the seed of the sperm of the dad of the womb, I was a sinner. And so were we all, praise God. So now we're in this reclaiming state. And we have decided now that we've allowed the Lord to reshape our thinking, reshape our desires, that we want some things God promised from the beginning. He said, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. We're waiting on the milk and the honey. We're waiting on prophecies to be fulfilled that said that we were these great men and women of God and that we should live a prosperous life. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So the hard times in our minds should be over. I have a little something I found, glory to God, and you can jot this down in the book of Zechariah, that ninth chapter, and it corresponds along with Isaiah 61 and 7. Starting with that 11th verse, and I'm in the New King James Version, it says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant. Watch this. Now, we're talking about the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. And that blood gave us a covenant that old things would be passed away from us in a sense, meaning all the former errors, all the former sins, glory to God, would no longer be remembered by the Lord as we repent. Watch this now. Jesus taught his disciples this. He taught them to ask the Father to give us this day our daily bread. So whatever happened yesterday, glory to God, be it good or bad, whether you sinned or didn't sin, even you may not have physically done something, but in your thinking, if your thinking was not 24/7 about the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then somewhere along the line you sinned. But so we were promised, we were given a covenant by the blood of our Savior that anything we ask, anytime we would ask for forgiveness, it would be forgiven us and we could come boldly to the throne of grace. So at this point, we have redeemed our place with God. That is your possession. See, we look at possessions as material things. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We're always looking for the houses and the land and the finance, glory to God. But what about your heavenly possession? What about the mansion that Jesus has gone away to prepare for you? What about that possession? See, I want to concentrate on that possession. Because, see, once I leave here, look, all this stuff that I'm after, and I'm after some things just like you. Oh, yeah, I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be sick. Yeah, since he bore all my sickness and diseases on the cross, I want all that. I want all that possession right now in the land of the living. And then in the afterlife, I don't have to concern myself with such things, right? It continues to say, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. 12 say, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare, someone needs to know even today, the Lord is your stronghold. Glory to God. And you have hope in him. So he said, even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you've had to give up in your past life. But see, I had to give up some things. Yes, I did. Oh, I left some family members behind. That's not always easy. Oh, glory to God. I left some good friends. You know, you can call on folks, give a nickel or a dime if you need something. But I had to let all that go. And so do you. And so have many of you. Many of you have even lost, I'm going to put it like this, even marriages. You've lost children. You've lost precious things, praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord say, double. Glory to God. I declare to you even today that I will restore double to you whatever you had to leave behind. Glory to God. Many of you had to walk away from a church. Look, you was raised in them churches. Good old time religion churches. And God said, no, I have a new revelation. I need to take you higher in your giftings and callings. Glory to God. Many have been put down because they chose God's way. But God said, no, I have something for you. I'm the recycler of things that seem useless. And I will turn what other people don't see, because they don't see you. They don't see the giftings and callings. I'm going to take all that, and I'm going to reclaim that. I'm going to rescue that. Glory to God. And I'm going to put it in a state and in a position that you can't help but be seen and heard, because I'm the one that's elevating you. I'm the one that's lifting you. I'm the one that's restoring you. I'm the one that's reclaiming you from a sinful life into this life that you now hold, or now that you're walking in. Glory to God. You're in your restoration state. You're in your recycling state. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm the one that's sifting out that which is useless to you. And I'm inputting into you the new thing, hallelujah, in this hour and in this time, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just want you to feel confident, hallelujah, in the reclaiming state. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Because if you look at Isaiah 61 and 7, it declares, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, you don't know which way to go. Lord, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. Glory to God. God said, just be still. Be quiet. Relax. And wait on me, since you're saying you'll do whatever I say. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, not what you think is righteous. And everything that you need, everything you desire, everything you want, I'll begin to add that. But let me add it. The seed that's in you, it's not going to pop up and grow up overnight. So I'm not going to add to you overnight. It's going to take time. It's a process. Let me water you with my Holy Spirit day by day. Jesus taught the disciples, what again? I'll repeat that. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. So what sustained you yesterday may not sustain you today. You don't know what you're in for. But God said, if you would just relax and allow me to be the one to do what? Give you double honor for your shame. Hallelujah. And instead of confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. In the place, that's your land, in the place where God wants you at any particular time, you will receive double. It says, look, everlasting joy shall be theirs. When things flow good, because you're allowing God to do the flowing or the pushing of the stream, not only of his spirit, but of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Then you have clarity. You don't have confusion. You know it's God. There's not a single person on the face of the earth, man, woman, or child, that do not and cannot hear the voice of God. But you have to get in a quiet space. Oh, that don't mean you cut the world off and you don't say nothing and you sit there. Quiet your spirit. Quiet your desires. Quiet your way of thinking. And allow the Father to think for you and through you. He say, look, double. They shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be there. The Lord not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to keep you in a state of poverty. You don't have to be poor to serve the Lord. How can you feed the how can you feed the poor if you're poor? You don't have nothing off. But if you would just quietly wait on him and allow him, he will give you double. He will give you riches. You'll have enough for you, your family, and whoever else God wants you to help. You'll have more than enough. There is no lack in God. There is no lack in your Father. His arm is not too short that he can't save. His ears are not plugged up. He's not deaf. He don't have blinders on his eyes that he don't see what's going on. Father in heaven loves you. We're his children. And coming boldly to him, boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, don't let the enemy trick you that somehow you lost, because we err, and I'm human, I've erred many times, that we have lost what God has promised. I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to turn it back over into Pastor Douglas. I walked a piece of property God told me to walk, okay? But God has me waiting on the manifestation of the promise of what he gave me. While I'm waiting, I'm still serving. I'm fighting every day to do what God tells me to do. And I have not lost sight of the vision. I have not lost sight of the promise. Though it tarry, it will manifest. So I want to encourage, especially those of you that are in ministry, you're waiting on different things from the Lord, and those of you that are just coming into Christ. Stop looking at yourself and beating yourself up about what you are, what you was, and what you're not. Because what you was God's child from the beginning. Even in the sin, you were still his child. What you are now, glory to God, you're on a road, and it's a tight road. Straight and narrow is lightly speaking. It's a tight road now. But even if you decide because something is not going your way to get off the road for a moment, know that the Lord is a restorer. Know that you can be reclaimed. Know that you're his possession. And as you're his child and you're his possession, glory to God, there's no good thing he will withhold from you. It's not based on how good you are or how perfect you think you should be. It's based on his promise and his love for you. I raised six. And if I lie to you and say they was all good kids, they ain't never do nothing wrong. That would be just what I just said. I would lie to you. They did all manner of stuff, vexed me dearly. But every time one of them would say mama, because I was a single mother, every time they would say mama, I didn't care what them rascals was doing, and I done got some out of jail. Because I loved them, they were my kids, right or wrong. I gave everything I had, and I just want to let you know everything God have. And the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, it. Everything you need, whether you're right or wrong, believe me, he's going to see about you. I pray that something was helped, something I said was helped, forgive me. And I pray that you have a blessed day in the name of Jesus Christ. Meditate on this thing. Don't let it go. Okay, I listened today. Yeah, that was all right. Don't let it go. Let it sink in, praise God, and believe that he is and will do everything that the word declares. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Kashima?
Amen, amen. Father God, I ask you to give back to your daughter this morning everything that she gave out just for your people. Bless her tremendously, Lord, because the heart is a giving heart that she loves hard. You know the need and desire, Lord. There's no need to say what you already know. Ask you to send her overflow of blessing upon her in her life, in her household. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor, let the people know how they can reach you if they want you to come out and speak or just want to connect with you. How can they reach you?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Redeemed of God. I'm sorry to be. I'm sorry you kind of caught me off guard right there.
That's okay. That's okay. People of God, if you want to reach out to Woman of God, reach me. You can go to World Gospel Connection on Facebook.
Yes,
or you can
ma'am.
Text me at 832-519-7646. I will connect you with the Woman of God. She's on a move. She has things she's doing for the Lord. And if you want to be a part of that, you can definitely reach her through me, and I will definitely connect you. 832-519-7646. Text me and say, I need to be connected with Pastor Battles, and I will take care of it from there. Remember, we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Iron sharpens iron. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's about getting the word of God out to his people, not our people. These are his people, for us to push them when they need to be pushed. Remember, we're supposed to be kind to one another. That's what the Bible says. We're supposed to love one another. That's what the Bible says. But which Bible are you reading? Which Bible are you studying? Because they did something to you. Don't mean you hold on to that, because the forgiveness is for you. They done moved on with their life. They're not worried about what they did. They forgot. But let go and let God. And I'm telling you, you will feel so much better.
Amen.
So
can I interject
mother?
Something, Pastor?
Sure.
Do you mind if I interject something very quickly?
No, ma'am. Go ahead.
As you begin to reach out to the Woman of God, every second and fourth Saturday of the month, I'm really not available because we're out feeding the homeless. Glory to God. That is something that Redeemed of God, I didn't even mention the ministry, but it's called Redeemed of God Ministries. And so we're out feeding. So keep that in mind when you do reach out to the Woman of God, that second and fourth Saturdays, I'm really not available because we're out feeding those people until the Lord says something different. Praise God. And if you would like special prayer, just you want someone to agree with your ministry. Again, as Pastor Kashima said, notify her. We don't mind. We don't mind. This is a ministry, and I know Pastor Kashima is the same way. We don't mind putting the play down for a few days.
That's right. That's right.
To bear, you know, to help carry. Sometimes it's heavy. Sometimes it's heavy. So we don't mind putting the play down a few days, glory to God, too. I feel the Holy Ghost now to uphold you. While you're doing what you need to do, or if you need a clarity, a clear word from the Lord, glory to God, we don't mind. We don't mind. But we don't want you having us fast and you not.
Come on.
But we want to come with you, because it's been done. It's been done. It's been done. I done been there. It's been done. And people say they fast and look and And then you steady, why is this thing getting heavier, Lord? Well, the person you're fasting with them stopped, and you going on. But the Woman of God said, we're here. We're not here to condemn, because we too have our weaknesses. Pastor Kashima and I are not trying to make it play like it's all that, and we never have that spot. We have that weak spot. Oh, God knows us all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're here, praise God. We're here even now before we let you go or before you leave the line. If you have a special prayer, praise God, please chime in so the Woman of God and I, we can agree with you, glory to God, for the victory in whatever it is, or just for comfort, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want a soul to be saved. We want to agree with you. That's the Spirit of God. Begin to pull, hallelujah, and put a hook, praise God, hallelujah, that cannot be broken, glory to God, hallelujah, can't get the hook out, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, praise God, I can relate to it on so many levels, hallelujah, especially if you're grieving, my son just passed some months ago, glory to God, hallelujah, but I don't have a grieving spirit, though I am sad. It's a difference. It's a difference. I'm sad. Don't get me wrong. 32 years and all of a sudden my child not here? You think I don't miss that? But I don't have a grieving spirit to the point that I can't function. I can't do what God say do. I can't obey. I can't love. I can't forgive. I can't participate. I don't have a grieving spirit. It's a difference. But right now, today, we can pray with you that God will strengthen you because he strengthened me. Don't act like it was all, look, I'm not even trying to pretend it was all that easy. But I yielded him over to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before his breath was taken. Hallelujah. It's the only reason I don't have a grieving spirit because I know he's with the Father. But anyone that's grieving, we're here now. We want to pray for you. If you're lacking something, if you need covering, Apostle Douglas, Pastor Douglas is a great covering. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let us know while we're on this line so we can pray for you and with you in Jesus' name. I turn it back into you.
Mother, let's give the people your cash out, please.
It's $ STORDAB. And you can forward it, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can forward it to anyone that desires, praise God. My preference, praise God, is that they would sow into our house. Glory to God. We're so fortunately, and we're not saying we will not accept donations, but we are fortunate that the Lord, he has supplied. Amen. But anyone, I tell you what we really need. We need extra giant print New Testament Bibles.
Amen.
If anyone had any New Testament giant print Bibles, that would be such an excellent donation because the people out there, they don't always have access. And the reason why I'm after New Testaments is because the Old Testament has so much history, a lot of which they may not understand. But if we could put the New Testament, which references our Lord and Savior, That's where I am right now. History, if they accept Christ, the hunger that he'll put there will lead them to history. But right now, we want to focus in on them becoming familiar with Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen, amen. Remember, if you guys want to sow, or if you want to donate the Bibles, please let me know. I will come pick them up. Or if you want to mail them, let me know. I'll give you an address to mail them to, a P.O. box to mail them to. We are here to encourage the people of God. People don't know because they're living on the streets or they're crack addicted or they're prostitutes or drug dealers that God can change them, that he still loves them. And we're supposed to go out and let them know that. The Bible says go out to the highway, compel them to come. When was the last time you reached out to somebody that you didn't know just because? When was the last time you paid for somebody's food that was behind you just because? Like I shared last week, I did that the other day. And the guy jumped out of his truck and said, thank you. I said, you don't have to thank me. I'm being obedient. And I love doing what God tells me to do. And I broke out in tears because he took his time and got out to come tell me thank you. I wasn't looking for that. I was just being obedient to God. And by me being obedient, that's left me hearing a thank you. Somebody just needs to hear you. Somebody just needs to talk to you. You never know what you might do to somebody just by talking to them or giving them a smile. If you want to donate those Bibles, please let me know. 832-519-7646. I'm calling all the countries that's listening in. Let us know. We are here. You're not in this fight by yourself. Stop letting the enemy tell you you're alone because you're not alone. You're not alone. You have brothers and sisters on this side of the world praying for you. Hold your head up and keep pushing through. Don't give up. It looks bad. Mm-hmm. The storm might be there. But remember, like I said this morning in Matthew 17 and 20, having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Don't forget that. Hold on to God's loving hand
and he would never leave you nor forsake you. We're going to go to a musical break. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Hold on. We have much more.
This ain't no ordinary.
The God of service greater. Hey, y'all. It's me, Key, and I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiara.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris. What about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? Are you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if... Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. Tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. A long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for his glory? If you must seek up a life, let me tell you the story. Every place that's dark,
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh.
Anybody tired? You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Her cloth for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. Another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. And I choose you today, 'cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything.
See, there's no escape.
See what you've done to your boy.
What you've done to me.
I'm not the same old me. You took everything.
You took away everything.
And now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Give
me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. That sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, 'cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears every month enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God. That's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that,
give me
God.
That God. That's
the God
I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that. Give me that,
give me that,
ooh.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
Oh, that love that I
need to hear
say.
Your script.
Give me that,
you said.
Give me that,
we said.
Give me
yes.
Your heart to
I need to hear
way.
Your,
give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now.
me down.
Amen, amen. I hope something we said or read inspired you this morning. The Overcomer Scripture states at Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9, the Overcomer Scriptures, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus raised God from the dead, you can overcome. It's not about if you can speak in tongues or if you know all 66 books of the Bible, but if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can lift your hands up right now and say, Father God, I surrender. I need you. I tried it my way and have not got me anywhere. Now I need you to guide me and direct me in the way I need to go. Now you surrender to God. Welcome. Now I'm not going to get on here and tell you it's going to be easy. I will not tell you that, but it's worth it. Let me give you three keys. Get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go online, that's fine. If you go in and visit, please be safe. Sanitize your hands, mask up, wash your hands, because the enemy is still out there trying to take your life. You're welcome to join Apostle and I at the Abba House International at 1910 Sam Houston Parkway East at the Lone Star Suite, Lone Star Room, first and third Sunday. We're online at Abba House on Facebook, second and fourth Sunday. Remember, if you need us, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they're living the word. It is very critical, since you surrender your life to Christ, that this must line up. If they're not walking the same thing as they're preaching, find somewhere else to go. Ask God to show you where to go, because these things must line up to get you where you need to be. It has to. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is preaching and walking the same thing. If you want to sow into World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020, $WGC2020, or Zelle 832-816-7997. Remember, we are here if you need us. If you need the Blessed Oil, we still have it. Text me, let me know. I can mail it to you, or we can meet you and give it to you. Either way, it's not about the oil. It's about your faith. This is not a miracle rope, miracle soap on a rope, or miracle water, or miracle towel. And as the apostles say, miracle socks. It's about the faith you have to enlighten, to light that light inside of you. Remember, we're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you want to connect to anyone that's been on here, let us know. We will connect you. It's not about us. It's not about them. It's about delivering the word of God. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. You're not by yourself. Keep pushing through. Don't give up. Don't fold. People are depending on you, and God can do anything. Don't you ever forget that. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
Hallelujah.
what you want to do, God. Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind. Blow my mind. You can do it. Blow my mind. Impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them.
Blow my mind.
Oh God, you can blow my
mind.
You have the ability, God, to
blow my mind.
Oh, do the impossible. I can imagine what you have in store. Come on, raise that with us.
I have not seen.
Oh. Somebody throw both of those hands up and say, God, you can blow my mind. I need you to let your faith rise as you make that declaration. You can blow my mind. God, we're ready. God, we're ready today for you to blow my mind. Do the impossible. Because you can, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow my mind. We're in position now, God. You can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. Oh, but God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
God can do anything abundantly, above all
you can ask or think.
God can do anything.
He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare,
God can do anything.
That my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Somebody throw your hands in the air. increase your faith today. I believe that the miracle worker is in this room. And somebody came in here today needing a miracle in your life. Well, I got a testimony this morning. About a year and a half ago, I was ministering on a stage in Virginia. And I was at a school called Liberty University. And the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship. And on the way back down, they got into a car accident. And one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors. And he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations. And we all began to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. And they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her legs. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. But God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, hi, my name is Ruthie. She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was the student who received the miracle. And she said, I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life. Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all you can